Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. I was just grabbing the a hockey jersey that I picked up that we had. I didn't buy it. I already had it. But if you haven't seen it before, this is badass, Matthias. I don't know if you know The Simpsons, The Isotopes. So.
Well, it looks like it could go in a collector's box right there, man. That's money.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The back here, too.
Looks like it'll be worth a lot of money in the future, 40 years from now.
Yeah, Simpsons hockey jersey. It's pretty cool. Got a three-eyed fish. So it's like the three-eyed fish, the isotopes. You know, this, shout out to our boy. You know, gave this to me. It's actually Bavona. Bavona did. Shout out to my boy, Bavona. I don't know if you ever seen Bavona's got like I don't know, like he did the they gave him to the network years ago, and it was like there was like a Friday the 13th hockey jersey. It's sort of like TV shows and movies, Matthias, themed hockey jerseys. It's pretty cool, like, you know, Freddy Krueger. You know what I mean? You know, like a Freddy Krueger Nightmare on Elm Street hockey jersey. But they did Simpson ones as well. They did Simpsons. Simpsons ones as well. It's pretty badass. Yeah, for people, you can check it out on our for people tuning in on the radio right now. We're live on YouTube as well, Sports Rage, on Sports Grid YouTube channel. You can see the jersey. I'll wear it this week. I haven't worn it in a few years. I haven't had it in a few years. But yeah, you look
to Vegas. You gonna rock it at the NFL draft or what?
The attention to detail is great, though. I like 1989, like when the show came out and stuff. The little Springfield, Springfield logos, the name stitched on in the back and everything. The whole night, like, it's a nice jersey. Like, if you look, like, the numbers are actually stitched on and everything. It's like definitely classy. Sherpan's gonna be jealous of this one. I got a bunch of cool ones here now. I got my Guelph Storm jersey back. That's a rare one, too. I also got my Walter Payton jersey, my Jim Brown, a couple of the old throwbacks. I actually forgot. Like, I pretty much gave all my clothes away a couple of years ago. I sort of forgot what I kept and I saw. Because I knew, I was like, man, there's a bag that I kept that I liked. Like, there was a few jerseys, I was like, yeah, I'm not giving these away. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. It's level 3. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. The Mightier 1090. What's up? ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut. Jason B. Takaffin's going to step up and in. We'll talk some baseball with Jason. I always love talking baseball with Jason. A lot of stuff to break down. Miguel Cabrera joins the 3,000 Hit Club, and it's a very exclusive club at that, especially with 500-plus home runs. So we'll talk some baseball. We have a countdown of the National Football League draft is on, and I know we've got a lot of listeners in Vegas, so we'll see you on Thursday. Thursday, we'll be at the Sportsbook doing game time decisions, as always, regular showtime. So what, 3 o'clock local time. We'll be there at 3 o'clock local time. We'll be doing the late night anger management class. It is a business trip, though, in the sense that it's Vegas, and we hope that people come down. You guys can enjoy yourselves. But we've got a Saturday morning 9 a.m. call. We got to be good to go on Saturday morning as well. So basically Saturday afternoon and then evening will be our time to go out. And we'll have all day to go out on Saturday too. And I want to go out to the fan experience, go to the draft, post some videos and take some pictures out there. It's going to be a great time. We look forward to seeing people in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, NFL draft. We'll see you Thursday. I'll be milling about Wednesday. Wednesday I'm going to get all my bets in and when I get in. We got the radio show Wednesday night, but I'm going to hammer all the final bets, get the bets in, and then Thursday. Carver and Lisi are going to be there. Pharrell's going to be there. Me and Cam are going to be there. Now, we've already given you a bunch of plays, and we're just going over some of the positional numbers here right now. And here's one that I like. Like, the market keeps changing, guys, right? It's a fluid market. So here's one that I do like right now. Charles Cross. Charles Cross, offensive lineman out of Mississippi State. His drop prop position right now is 7.5. I do not believe that he lasts until the 8th pick. This kid's like 6'7", man. He's a monster. We're hearing the Giants like him and like him a lot. I don't think he lasts to 8. Somebody's going to grab him. He's too good. He's too big. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert...
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Let's talk baseball. Jason B. Tankafin steps up, and it's been too long since we've spoken to Jason. The last time we spoke, he was going to Atlanta to see the Atlanta Braves home opener. A lot of stuff to break down, including Miguel Cabrera joining the 3,000 hit club. Jason B. Tankafin, 3-time champion with the Vancouver Canadiens, A-ball affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, steps up and in. Always a pleasure, Jason. How you doing, my man?
Gabe, I don't know what I did to the Braves, but they have gotten off to a very bad start. And my MVP pick from last year, Matt Olson, is hot as a firecracker. So I'm not seeing the ball that well, so to speak.
Have you been betting on the White Sox every day this week? If you were doing that, then you got real problems too.
I might as well have been. How about a 469-foot home run walk-off from Byron Buxton today? Off a division rival at home. That is one of the best feelings in the world. He hit it off the facing of the third deck in their own stadium where it's not really hitter friendly and the weather wasn't that great.
And let me ask you too, I know it's early, but when you beat a division rival like that, when you beat a team that you don't like, that you're competing in that type of fashion and you sweep them, this is the type of stuff, right, that down the road, if you have a big year, they say, yeah, you know what, remember that weekend when we swept them and Buxton hit the home run and it fired everybody up and we went on a run after that? Sometimes, like, emotional wins can really buy you a couple of weeks of adrenaline, right?
Yeah, not to mention, I mean, it insulates you if you do have a little bit of a losing streak. And it's funny you mention that. Charlie Montoyo, manager of the Blue Jays, brought it up against the Red Sox this past week. He managed the first game of the series like a playoff series. He told that to Pat Tabler between games. He's like, we want to win this series. They managed game one. He had their A squad out there in the bullpen. He wanted to win the series. It's April, and they're already thinking like that. I love that. I love urgency. I love when managers understand, like, it is a long season, but at the same time, players feel that adrenaline. Players know when there's a big game, and the manager matches it. It's the best. It's absolutely the best in baseball.
Jason B. Takaford, kick it with us. I love what Kapler talked about last week as well. And the same thing, man. You talk about a killer instinct and looking at the big picture and competing. When he said, I know this rubs people the wrong way, but we're not playing just a game. We're trying to beat you in a series. And if that means killing your bullpen, then that's what we're going to do. And I like what he said. We discussed it as a team, knowing that there's going to be code this and code that, and we're going to take some heat for it at times. But I don't know. Isn't the code of the game supposed to win the damn game and the series? Like, when I saw that, I'm like, man, this is why these guys are so good. Kapler, he's not just thinking about, oh, I'm stealing a base here. No, no. He's thinking about, I'm going to screw over these guys' bullpen for tomorrow's game.
100%. He probably also knows that his team is being very undervalued this year. Their win total came out. I know a lot of people who hammered the over on them.
It was an 84.5, 85 type thing after winning 107 last year.
Right. And he probably knows that. He's going to have a chip on his shoulder. He'll play that card whenever he wants. And they added Carlos Rodon. I love the mentality that Gabe Kapler has, because it's actually very old school to quote-unquote win the series. And the Giants are one of the most progressive organizations, let alone baseball teams, in all of sports. And they still think about winning the series, which is a very archaic way to look at it. I say that respectfully. I love the sort of the history of baseball. So it's actually a very good how those two ideas are kind of hitting each other. I love it. Kapler should be thinking like that, not to mention he knows that he has really big games coming up against the Padres. The Rockies are off to a very good start, and he's got to play the Dodgers. He has to keep his team on their toes the entire season. I love that mentality.
Man, this division's tough once again. And you look like you said, and I didn't think San Francisco would be as good. It was like, all right, they're not going to win 107 games. That was the thing. Yet maybe they will once again. I mean, this, if you look at the standings right now, it's the same damn thing as last year at the top. It's like, are you kidding me? The Dodgers are 11-4 and they're only a half game up. Like, if you're the Dodgers, you got to be thinking, seriously, is this what it's going to be like again this year?
Yeah. And you know what? For the Dodgers, that could work in their favor, because Dave Roberts came out and he guaranteed a World Series, which is kind of uncharacteristic of him. But I also kind of like it. The Diamondbacks are supposed to be really bad. They are 6-10, but they're only 6-10. And they have an absolute stud in Zach Gallen. Like, they could win some games. They should have won this series against the Mets. They should have won Friday's game. They are not a tough out. The Rockies are surprised.
That's the best division in baseball by far.
It's not even close. The depth, 1-5. The AL East is very good, except there's just no Orioles. If the Orioles were as good as the Diamondbacks, maybe we can have that conversation. But there's just no – the depth is unprecedented. And Fernando Tatis isn't playing. Like, they don't even have the best players playing at this juncture.
You know what's amazing, though? If you look at – just to put in perspective how good L.A. and San Francisco are. So L.A. are 11-4. Run differential, plus 44. San Francisco 11-5. Run differential plus 37. Colorado Rockies 10-5. Run differential plus 1. San Diego plus 6. Right? All right, let's just look at some other teams here. All right, the Mets. You know what? The Mets actually a very impressive start to the season at 12-5. Run differential of plus 32. Plus 32 right now. But a team that's off to a great start here, and we're on them, Jason. I bet them over 68.5 wins, the Colorado Rockies, already 10-5 on the season.
Yeah, CJ Cron is probably, like, you know, I think it's obviously so early to say who's your early season MVP. He's probably the early season MVP in the NL. If it's not Francisco Lindor, he's leading the league in home runs with 6. He's leading, he's third in RBIs with 17. He's really leading the way for them, and they're not supposed to do anything. Chris Bryant talked about why he signed in Colorado. He knew they weren't going to win this year, but he knew they were building something like they did when he was on the Cubs. CJ Cron is just another bat. The Rockies are starting to sort of
sign. He's 100-1 right now at FanDuel. 100-1.
it's going to be really difficult because they may not get that push from ownership to go in and make a trade, whereas you know the Dodgers can go out and get a Trey Turner and they can go out and get a Max Scherzer. And by the way, the Padres won't let those guys go to their rivals again. They're going to go all in, and they still have a Mackenzie Gore to trade, and they still have, like, the artillery and the ammunition that these teams have is the teams in their division cannot compete with them. It's a great story. And last year, Colorado had the best home record in baseball.
Did you see the Max Muncy slide where he pulled up and he tried to jump over? Like, if I'm Dave Roberts and I'm the Dodgers, I'm telling him, never effing do that again, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, dude, you got hurt last year on a freak play the last game of the year. You can't be doing that. Like, I don't know if you saw that. Did you think the same thing? I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, it looks cool and stuff. You're not a softball guy, bro. Like, there's a lot of ways to get injured doing what you just did.
I know. And you know what? He's such a great player. He learned how to play second base to kind of fit into the Dodger way. But it's tough when you want to, like, we just talked about the players getting amped up and with these big series and this and that, and the Dodgers just played 3 in San Diego and won that series. But then you're like, hey, we don't want you playing that hard. And, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
you want to, like, it's such a careful sort of balance between that.
I just sort of tell them, leave that slide out of your portfolio, bro. I'm not telling you not to play hard, but don't do that.
Yeah. And now, what did you think about Kershaw being taken out during a perfect game?
I don't like, listen, I've been talking about this forever, Jason. I don't like the modern analytics of the pitch count, this and that, because it will deny us this. We've seen it time and time again with no hitters. Yet, to be honest, with Clayton Kershaw, I feel a little bit differently about it. He's older than he really is. Let's just be real. He was already contemplating retirement, and he was on a strict pitch count, bro. Like, he really was. And put it this way, Jason, like, if he wasn't already going to the Hall of Fame, if he wasn't already a World Series champion and had everything in his career, I'd say, all right, I'll leave him in here, and this is his moment. Sort of like El Perfecto, you know, with Dennis Martinez. That was his moment. But if he would have gotten...
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Heard after, then they would have flipped out. Oh, who cares? It was so early in the season. Oh, now Kershaw. Jason, the Dodgers had serious pitching issues in a World Series last year. I hate to say, like, they're not playing for perfect games and stuff. They're playing for the big picture, and the big picture is to have Clayton Kershaw. So as much as I hate myself for saying that I don't mind taking him out, I've got to live with that just from the prudeness of it. But hold that thought. I'll get your take on this on the other side. Late Night Anchor, Medical Guys, continue.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Gabe Morenzi. We're talking baseball. We're breaking it down with a three-time champion, A-ball general manager, Jason B. Tagafin, and the host of a great baseball podcast. So, Jason, as we were going into the break, we were discussing the Clayton Kershaw situation, and we haven't spoken since. You asked me what I thought about it. I told you I don't like it, and I hate myself for defending it, but it is what it is. He's on a strict pitch count. He's older, and I don't think you can risk injury with him. I didn't like taking Chaminade out of the game, though, a couple of weeks ago when he had the no-hitter going. I didn't understand that. But what's your take on Kershaw?
So I will say, unless Kershaw asked out, I think it is criminal of them to take him out. He had only thrown 80 pitches. He's
so
on the
he said, though, I want to stay in?
You have to say, you're Clayton Kershaw. If the Dodgers knew that what they are doing in April is going to affect them in 6 months, they should be there in the wrong business. Go play the lottery or go play stocks. Go be private investors because they don't know that. Clayton Kershaw could get the Guy Lafleur treatment where he only plays home games for all you care, right? He has won his World Series. He is all of a sudden the switch is he's the greatest postseason player ever or the greatest postseason pitcher ever. He's one of them. He's got the most wins. What this says to me is they don't value the 2020 World Series like a normal World Series. Because if he has his ring and he is on cruise control, they let him go for it.
I think you're right. I think they're obsessed with the criticism of not winning more. I think it's as simple as that. Like they are all in World Series or bust, bro. Like, it's a good point that it goes to show they're almost thinking ahead too far ahead right now, aren't they?
There's nothing in history that says that 80 pitches for a pitcher throwing a perfect game, that it's going to affect them six.
I know. Let him give him a couple of. Yeah, exactly. I get it. Like, it could have taken nine pitches only or something, right? You don't know exactly.
I say this lovingly and respectfully. What do the Dodgers know about building a World Series team over a 162-game season? Leave the spreadsheets alone, guys. It's a perfect game. It's Clayton Kershaw. And Dennis Martinez in 91 is a little bit different because he had his World Series from the Orioles in 1979, and Dennis Martinez actually peaked at, 42.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, I get it. That was his years later after his personal issues and battles.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it, bro. I don't like any of the modern stuff. Like, this is
different. This isn't modern stuff. This is Don Larsen was like, this is 80 pitches through seven.
It's not Dave Roberts. It's the doctors, right?
It's the spreadsheets. And at some point, you just have to.
I don't know. So what do you do, Jason? Do you pick up the phone in the dugout and you call the GM and you say, listen, we got to leave him in.
Yeah, I do. And I say, you know what?
You know how it works too. I hate to say it. The manager doesn't have the juice just to make this decision. He'll get, you know what I mean? He would have to make the call and say, listen, I don't want to take him out.
The Dodgers are going to have a lot of difficult decisions to make this year, ranging from on-field stuff to Trevor Bauer to what they're going to have to do with the deadline to they can potentially Trey Turner's extension. They're going to have a lot of difficult decisions. It is not going to be the only hurdle Dave Roberts is going to climb. He took out Rich Hill in Game 4 in 2018 when he was absolutely dealing and it cost him the World Series. I don't think he is probably thinking about that in this World Series and be like, look, I don't want to look like the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 6 when they took out Blake Snell. Obviously, it's a little bit different context. This was a getaway day in Minnesota in front of 11,000 fans. But at some point, you have to make a little bit of a decision. The second he allows a run or a hit or a walk, you take him out. 80 pitches. It's not like it was 100. He's not doing one of those 130 no-hitters where he's not even pitching that well, like Edwin Jackson did a couple years ago. Like he's literally the Twins are flummoxed. They are not even close to the baseball. You have to give him a chance. You have to.
Jason B. Takovin, very unhappy with. I know you. I saw you tweeting right away. You're like, this is criminal. This should be illegal.
I was so livid because, and you know what, Joe Posnanski wrote it. He goes, you know, I hate this for the fans because you miss out on this incredible history. And I understand.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
This is Clayton Kershaw. This is a perfect game. It is literally the only thing he hasn't done. And for every single season and every playoffs, that Clayton Kershaw was hauled out there on 3 days' notice and left in there too long in 2014, and then game one again, and then in St. Louis. And every single, you owe him this as an organization.
I like that. That's the irony of it, that he used to be left in too long, and they killed his arm.
Like a turkey in the oven where the fire alarm is going off. And now because of the work that they've done, they can't leave him in because of a perfect game. It is absolutely awful.
I do sense something that you said, though, in a way, about what you said. They're defensive about the 2020. I think they're 100%. Defensive about not winning more. And I'm not going to say they're uptight, but you can tell they're uptight a little bit. Like they're not uptight in a bad way, but like you said, Jason, they seem to be feeling like a lot of pressure early. Like you said, like everything's so serious, right? And I get it. Every game counts and stuff, but it's a good point that you raised, sort of, that well, you guys are 2 weeks in and you're panicked about what's going to happen in October. But you know what? Long story. Yes, they are, Jason.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Point blank.
And the precedent
they
for
know
this.
In their mind, none of this matters. We need to win the World Series. Like, that's all they think about every day.
And I love it. And the precedent for this in baseball is when the Phillies went out and they won a World Series and they went out and they got Cliff Lee. And they went out and they got Roy Halladay, and they tried to win, and they didn't. But they didn't rest on their laurels and just celebrated that one World Series. Even the Cubs went out to get Jose Quintana. They traded Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease, which hasn't really aged well for them, but they were trying, right? This is, they are not only going, they want to win a World Series in Chavez Ravine. In 2017, 2018, teams celebrated a World Series in Dodger Stadium. And that is one of the absolute worst feelings in sports, especially if you have the best fans that the Dodgers have, which they have led the league in attendance every year from 2013 to 2019. I think they look at this World Series with an asterisk because it was done not in front of their fans. It counts. Flags fly forever. They earned it because everyone played the same. But it just, and guess what? The Lakers championship also, that won't age well either. But this one, I would say they probably have a little chip on their shoulder because it was done in front of an empty stadium over there. They had 25% capacity in Texas.
The NBA one was – the NBA bubble was unique.
Yeah.
Right? I liked it in a sense. Like, people – I don't buy the asterisk stuff. I get – it's different sports, though. And I do agree with what you're talking about, the Dodgers, and they didn't win at home and that it was on the neutral field and all this. I get all of the pressure that they feel. But the NBA was a little bit different in which – referees and home court is so biased and one-sided. I kind of thought it was cool, actually, to see them on a neutral court, no fans. It was very sort of like, put them in a gym and let's see who the best team is. But what the Lakers, and I don't put an asterisk, and I know some people do, especially the Boston guys, and there's the media, that's for now. But the thing is, the Lakers and LeBron, they're not built to play every day. They can't get through a season. Like, they were saved. That was the perfect thing. Yeah, listen, we're going to play for 3 months, then we're not going to play for 4 months, and then we're going to play for, like, 4 weeks. Yeah. It was tailor-made for them. You know what I mean? Like they can't – they wouldn't be able to go through the grind of a full – the travel and the whole season and everything. So that's the only thing I'll say about the Lakers championship, that the time off helped them, right? But as far as the bubble is concerned and the no fans, I liked it. I thought it was an equalizer.
I kind of liked it also because, one, it's different and I like unique stuff. I actually, we can have the conversation maybe one day about like the neutral zone, the neutral site World Series. You know, Scott Boras has been talking about it, about like,
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know,
sort of making like a Super Bowl event. Yeah.
And there's something to be said about it. But I kind of liked it also. I mean, I loved it for UFC because you can actually hear the coaches and you can hear the snap of the gloves. Like, it's, you can really sort of feel the impact. But I kind of liked it also for basketball because you kind of don't want things like travel to get in the way. You want to see these players at their best, and they were at their best. Now, it was a huge mental grind in hockey. They were miserable the whole time because the Stanley Cup playoffs are bad to begin with. Being locked up in a hotel room in Edmonton, Toronto makes it like 10 times worse. I kind of liked it. Baseball, I don't know. I can be convinced they were neutral zone cyclical series, but the Dodgers, whether it's 60 games or not in front of their own fans, that's what this Kershaw thing said to me. Like, as in, they want to win. They are pulling no punches. Now, give them credit. They have they're getting $335 million per year from Time Warner just for their local cable TV package. That is before they sell a ticket. They go out. And they're spending money on Freeman. They go out and they're spending money on Bauer. They go out and they give Betts an extension. It's amazing. It's every owner, every fan should want their owner to be like this. But it just strikes me as they don't think that that championship is a real championship, and I kind of like it. Like, it gives them a little bit of a, you know, it gives them a little bit of a swagger, a little bit of an anger issue.
Jason B. Tackafit with us. Jason, we got about a minute and a half left here. What's your take? Your Boston Red Sox. Boston, ironically enough, Jason worked with the Blue Jay organization, but a Red Sox fan now. fan in you.
I was brought up a Red Sox. I was brought up a Red Sox fan. They just had a very tough series against Tampa. Wander Franco, bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the 10th inning. The other night, Trevor Story makes an incredible play to save the game. Saturday, 0-0, they were being no hit into the 10th inning. Dalback breaks it up. The Rays win it. Playoff baseball in Tampa in April. It's amazing. I'm not that bullish on the Red Sox. I don't really like their starting pitching long-term, even though they're playing very well. Devers, who I picked the MVP, is playing very well. I think he's going to regress a little bit, or they're going to pitch around him as the season goes on. I'm very bullish on the Blue Jays. They are playing absolutely amazing, and that's even without Bo Bichette doing anything at all.
It's a short price, too, overnight. Barrios is -130 over Eovaldi. What do you think?
Yeah. Blue Jays just had a really bad loss. They threw Romano out there for his third time in four games. He might not be available tomorrow. If it gets close, maybe take the Red Sox because they're just a little bit more rested, or at the very least, they didn't play a very late game into Sunday. But yeah, Barrios over Eovaldi, I would take that. I'm not a single game guy. I'm a futures. Like, I don't like single games. But I would take. Look, the Blue Jays can hit the crap out of the ball, and Fenway's like perfect. The Blue Jays are actually better built for Fenway than the Red Sox are. They just have so many hitters that just hit with so much power and so much torque. They would just put dents in that monster all day.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And plus Boston, they're going to be short some guys, of course, the non-vaccinated players.
Yeah.
Jason, where can people find you online? We got to get out of here.
I'm at Jason B. Tackman. Thank you so much for having me, Gabe. Always love talking ball with you.
Great stuff. As always, excellent insight. The Late Night Anger Match McCoss continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man.
Oh, yeah, Late Night Anger Management Class. People always enjoy talking baseball with Jason B. Tackerfin. Great stuff with Jason. We'll check in with the Baseball Market Watch. Get you caught up to date with what are the team's profit margins, trends to keep our eye on coming into the week this week. I wanted to share something that somebody sent me on Twitter. At first I thought they won the $10,000, but it wasn't them. It was someone else. But I like the honesty. I like the honesty of the bettor that just won this. And let me get the tweet. So basically, somebody tried to bet $2.50 on something. All right, somebody tried to bet $2.50, and he screwed up and he bet $250 on it, but he didn't know. he didn't know. That he bet $250. God, I got a lot of tweets here, and it's mostly Mick Ossie. Come on, Mick, you're flooding my timeline here. I think Mick's had a few drinks tonight. All right, here we go. Oh, I found it. So here's a guy, Oreo Speedwagon. That's his handle on Twitter. Great name, yeah. Oreo Speedwagon. He says that tonight I meant to place a $2.50 bet on the Sabres to win the game and Kyle Okposo to score the first goal. Instead, because I'm old, I accidentally placed a $250 bet on the Sabres winning and Kyle Okposo to score the first goal. Tonight is a very, 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 very good night. He bet $250. It paid back $10,250. So he won $10,000 tonight on a mistake. I've won on mistake. I've lost more on mistakes, to be honest. And it happens, right? If you bet all the time and you know, it's going to happen. You're going to make mistakes. Every once in a while, it'll happen. And seemingly, to me, it happens more. It doesn't happen all the time, but it'll happen. I'll double or triple bet on something without realizing it. It'll happen to me sometimes on game time decisions on TV. I already bet it, but then I get fired up. We're talking about the game and it's coming up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the number more. I better get in on this. And I'm like, get in on it. You already got in on this. Like, you already put $250 on that earlier in the day type thing, right? And then I realize after it happened to me a couple of weeks ago. It happened like about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. I forget who it was. Actually, it was during March Madness. I think it was Michigan State. Was it Michigan State? I basically like triple bet on a team without thinking about it. And I didn't really realize until I realized like right as the game started, because it says how many plays you have on the game. And I was like, why does it say I have like 5 plays on this game? And I looked and I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, oh boy, I have time to, I could cash out or change this or like, what should I do? I was like, let it ride. And it actually won. I remember once years ago too, I mean, like a long time ago, like third, when Boomer Esiason was playing, I remember once I went to a football game and I had a few too many and I bet after and I filled the ticket out wrong. And I wanted, what was it? I wanted, that was it. I wanted to take the Minnesota Vikings against the New York Jets. The Jets are always bad. So even back then, they were bad. I wanted to take the Jets, and I wanted to take the Vikings against the Jets, and I took the Jets by accident. And I was so mad. I was like, what the hell? There was no turning back then. It was a long time ago. Like, there was no in-game. You know what I mean? I was like, what the hell? I was like, oh, my God. I remember looking at the ticket, and I was like, this is a disaster. I've got the New York Jets, like, in a parlay now. You know what I mean? And I had it big, too. And the Jets actually won. I actually remember that, but I only won like $700. I didn't win like $10,000 because of this guy. Mike Cardano, our Mike Cardano did this a couple of years ago too. He wanted to bet $100 on something and he put $1,000 on it and it won. Or it might have even been bigger. I think it might have been seven for $7,000. Like if you have a lot of money in your account, you know what I mean? You don't really notice these things if you're just sort of clicking away. It happened to me the other night where I did. I wanted to bet, I bet like $570 on something. But by accident, I made it $57,000. Except I didn't have $57,000 in my account, right? So it didn't matter. But if you make a mistake and you have more money in your account than the mistake you just made, then the bet's going to go through, right? So congratulations to Oreo Speedwagon. Instead of acting like a cocky jackass on Twitter, hey, look, I won, he admitted it was a mistake. I meant to bet. So he just was trying to, he was just trying to win $100. What a great, Matthias, don't you wish something like this happened to you when you put a parlay in? You made a mistake and you put an extra zero in on this thing instead of $1,000. Like he was trying to win a thing, you know, he was trying to win $100 on $2.50. And he ends up getting rewarded $10,250.
God was on his side, Gabe. I'm envious of that. But at the same time, if I accidentally did that, I'd feel like I might be cursed. Like, I'm supposed to lose this money.
You never make mistakes when you're clicking? It happens.
Oh, no, I definitely do. I definitely do. And sometimes I even drop my phone and I accidentally hit something and something gets entered on its own.
Well, you drop your phone and it enters bets?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes my phone will slip out of my hands in the middle of something and boom, it clicks away. And I'm just thinking, those are the gambling gods coming after me or those are the gambling gods giving me some luck. It's one or the other.
I don't know what happened. One thing, too. I got a little crack on my screen from last night. I'm not a fan of this. I saw this morning. I was like, is this a crack or is this sort of smudge? I'm like, no, it is a little crack. The phone must have taken a tumble. My phone doesn't place bets, though, when I drop it, fortunately. you know what I did do successfully, though, Matthias, during our last break, is I ordered a pizza. And that's the one thing I haven't a chance to. I didn't really eat that much. I ate some chicken wings yesterday at Wild Wings, and they were really good, but it was a big party. I just sort of crushed a couple of wings. It's the one thing after the show sometimes. I'll order food or it'll take me like, you know, it'll take me 10 minutes or 15 minutes to even figure out what I want. And I won't order until like 20 minutes until the show's over. And then the food doesn't show up till like 1 in the morning. So I timed this pretty well tonight. My pizza is set to arrive via Uber Eats here at 12:05. 5 minutes after the show ends. Not bad. I'm going to have a smoking hot pizza ready to go as soon as this show ends.
That's perfect scheduling right there. Boom, boom, yeah. Play right there. 1-2
pass. Yeah, yeah. It's almost too good to be true. Something's going to happen along the way. something's going to happen along the way. But in case you're wondering what I'm going to be doing 5 minutes after the show ends, I'm going to be crushing a pizza. That's what I'm going to be doing. Crushing a pizza. All right, so speaking of crushing it, let's check in with the market watch here right now. Los Angeles Dodgers are having a great season. They're rolling. They rolled again today. Bellinger's killing it, and everyone criticizes Bellinger when he struggles. But, hey, make sure the applause is as loud as the criticism was because he's killing it. But the thing with the Dodgers is you got to play them on the run line. Like, what we're talking about now is just money line betting. So, look, like, the Dodgers are 11-4 But they're only up $194 on the season. Because they're such big favorites all the time. The Dodgers surprisingly have been playing to the under, though. At 9-5-1 to the under on the season. So you're up on, but you listen, you play the Dodgers, you play them on the run line. It's as simple as that. San Francisco, 11-5. They're up $356 on the season. We'll see what George Kurtz has to say to me tomorrow about Colorado. Every week he joins us, or every couple of days, and I'm like, hey, look, Colorado. Oh, that's a small sample size. Colorado are now 10-5. Remember, their win total was 68.5, so great start. Great start for the win total. They're off to a great start, period. I mean, yeah, so they're 10-5, but they are damn profitable. You're up $726 by betting $100 on all 15 Rocky games. San Diego are now 10-7. They're up $110. Strong start for San Diego, and they don't have Tatis yet. And Arizona are 6-10, and they're down $216. Now, basically, look, four of the five teams in this division are profitable. So when they don't play against each other, they're play-on teams, essentially. Right? The Dodgers can beat anybody. San Francisco beat anybody. Colorado are dogs against everybody, and they keep winning. San Diego can beat anybody. And, you know, Arizona are the team to avoid here. But these four teams, when they're playing outside of the division, they're definitely teams to play. Like, because if you look at their division records, like the Dodgers 3-3, San Francisco 2-1, Colorado 2-1, San Diego 5-5. They're just going to cancel each other off when they play each other. But they're going to rack up wins outside of the division. And another thing that we noticed here about the National League West early here, it's an under division. Everybody's to the under. The Dodgers are 9-5-1 to the under. San Francisco are 9-6-1 to the under. Colorado are 10-5 to the under. San Diego are 12-5 to the under. And Arizona are 11-4-1 to the under. So this is a profitable division here. It's a prop. They're good and they go under. And that's the trend here. I mean, look, imagine, like, just add up all these unders here. What, you know what I mean? I've been flying around and I haven't eaten all day and I'm waiting for a pizza, so I don't want to try to do the math now. But of this 9-5-1, 9-6-1, 10-5, 12-5, but add it all up and you're killing it betting a National League West team to the under. The Mets, now conversely, you get into the National League East, and the Mets are the only team that are profitable in this division. Everybody else is killing you. If you bet every Met game so far, they're 12-5, great start to the season. They're up $404. If you bet every Marlin game, you're down $38. You bet every Braves game, you're down $415. The Braves have been money burners. Philadelphia, money burners. They're down $523. Washington, down $429 already. So basically, the Mets are the only team that has made money in this division. And as far as the totals are concerned, it's pretty much like a 500 situation. The Mets are 8-6-3 to the under. Miami are 9-6 to the under. Atlanta are 8-8-1. Philadelphia 8-6-2, Washington 9-7-2, all to the under. But also, you got four teams; they're all losing money. The Mets are the only team that are showing a profit in that division. You'll notice too: the more things change, the more they stay the same. Oh, St. Louis aren't going to be very good. They're not going to be very good. Well, here they are; they're 9-5. They're up $332. Milwaukee are 10-6. They're up $137. Pittsburgh are competing. Pittsburgh are playing 500 ball, and so you're going to make money on them because they're going to be dogs all the time. You're up $232 on the Buckaroos. The Cubs, 7-9, down $109. And the Reds are just terrible. 3-13, you're down $841. Just fade the Reds. Bet against the Reds daily.
Sports. Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night anger management class, 3-minute warning. We appreciate everybody joining us tonight. Great job, Matthias. We took one for the team tonight. This, though, actually, is as we hear Homicide, playing in a band, it helps this stuff. Because I got to be honest, like 99 talk show and out of 100 talk show hosts be like, no, you can't get off a plane and get it right away. And like, I guess you could, but we went pretty hard yesterday, as you saw. So, but playing in a band, I remember I sort of had a flashback of this tonight. There was a time I heard one of our riffs, and it reminded me of being on tour and stuff. And it is what it is. And it's hard. Like radio hosts, it's easy to get soft. Like you think, oh, it's tough. You're doing a show every day and stuff. Yeah, try doing it in the back of a van and like not making a lot of money and stuff. And then like sleeping like in the van. Right, and it's freezing cold, and like, you know what I mean? You know, all right, we got to go to some town tomorrow. We're not even gonna make that much money. This sucks, and it's freezing. right? You gotta do it. Right? You committed to do the shows. You got to do the show. Right? You gotta sack it up and do it. So, good job. You know what? Like, we pulled it off. Like Friday through into Sunday, and now up next is Las Vegas, Nevada. So Wednesday starting in Vegas, Thursday we'll be doing the game time decisions, and that's when, you know, the TV production and everything really kicks up. So overnight numbers right now for the NBA games. Brooklyn are -1 right now. Total is 220 facing elimination. Brooklyn Nets -1. I don't think they're going to get swept. It's going to be an embarrassment. So it's a similar situation to the Raptors. Like, it would have been humiliating to get swept. And they avoided that. Speaking of the Raptors are getting 7.5. I think the Raptors are going to come to play. The question is, like, who's going to be able to play for them? So it's tough to give a pick on this one right now. And Utah are getting 3.5 in the Big D. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.